Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker. Brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody, welcome to a Monday edition of the Rush Hour. It's the 31st of May. Can't believe how fast the year's gone, but we had some football over the weekend. 27,000 at Adelaide Oval yesterday. Port Adelaide defeated Frio by 46 points. 28 points to the Richmond Football Club over the Crows. So it was a long day on the couch yesterday, but two men who I love being around family and just tell the world that we're back on is Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett. Good afternoon to my two dear friends. Hello, chaps.
Good afternoon, Jazz. G'day, Bernie.
G'day, mate.
Looking
How are
fresh
you?
Too, Bern.
Am I?
Yes. Oh, didn't go to
you.
Melbourne and you...
No,
had a,
no, I didn't.
Had a couple of days off
A couple
instead.
Of days off. Well, what happened well to you? Deserved. I thought you were dying over the weekend.
Yeah, where were you on Saturday morning, dead set legends?
Yeah. No, I was crooked.
And
crook.
Footy yesterday. Like, just threw all my plans out the window of the weekend.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
So what do you mean? Actually, what do you mean you don't know what
actually,
happened?
Actually, I've got a bit of a incident that I need to get. Well, it's not really an incident, but I was listening in yesterday.
No. Here we go.
So I couldn't do the boundary.
Yes.
So you've been drafted in.
Yep.
So you've kicked Brad Ebert out of the commentary box down to the boundary. Have
you? No, I don't do boundaries, mate.
He don't
run. No, I don't run.
No,
That's for the people that don't know what's going on.
Come on.
That's for the people.
That's a bit. Poor old Ebo.
I didn't make that call.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's not what
Jared
I'm hearing.
Jared said after the game, one of the most entertaining calls he's had, what was it, forever? Or
ever.
Jared's our producer.
Ever, who's the producer of the footy and the producer of this show. So
I'm hearing
that's
that
what
you,
I provide.
If I'm doing the game, I'm not doing the boundary. That's what I'm hearing that you said.
Nah, well, where'd you get that from?
That's how he rolls. Mm. That's how he rolls.
Another big false statement.
Poor old Ebo.
Now, 27,000, poor time slot. I'm going to talk about this a bit later in the show regarding Sunday AFL football.
Well,
it got bumped, but 27,000, but they're still very passionate, the Port Adelaide fans. You got some great news coming out of Adelaide Oval, Gregory.
I have, yeah. All the food and beverage has gone down in price, which is something very unusual. Of course, it's just gone up and up and up.
Righto.
So for the rest of the season and for all of next season, and this includes the summer as well,
for cricket,
the food and beverage has gone down. So,
what, 10 cents or 20 cents or something?
It's quite significant.
Here we
so,
go.
For a pint of beer, instead of paying $9.60,
which
you'll
too
pay
much.
$8.50. So, what's the difference
$10?
There?
You know what?
$1.10.
Go, it should be $6 all round.
So, you got to always work on what you get one for free for. So, you'd have to drink eight to get one
to get
for
a freebie.
Free.
All right, that's okay. That's significant.
I want a free one every third one.
So, pie has gone down from $5.80 to $4.50.
That's $5.80 for a pie.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So, because when I first heard it, I thought, they'll just skim off 20 or 30 cents, but quite significant changes.
So, the SMA have gone, well, we've got to start looking after the patrons.
That's right.
Well, what about yours, Bluey? Your champagne that you drink?
Yeah, what about your shard?
How much is a shard?
My latte has gone from $4.60 to $4.50.
Oh!
So only 10 cents.
What about your champagne? Your mum or whatever it is you drink?
It's not there. Not there.
Well, that's good.
Fine. $8.80 to $7.50.
There you go.
Because the crowd numbers so far have been very average at Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
They're very concerned about the numbers for both Crows and Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
All right. So at least we've still got crowds. Melbourne, as we know, are in complete lockdown and it's a shambles.
Yep.
Is there any football going to be played this weekend? Do you know, Bern?
Well, not sure yet. Okay. I don't think there will be. No. I don't think there might
bring
be.
Bring the bye first.
I think
forward.
There might be a bye this weekend. And then I reckon there might not be any footy in Melbourne for a
period of time.
What do you mean a bye? Like
a full bye. Give Melbourne teams a chance to possibly get out. Or quarantine wherever they're going. I think they can still go to Sydney.
Yep.
And they have to get tested and everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's the unknown. Like, I'd be
honestly,
I'm just,
we shouldn't be talking about
what
this.
I'm hearing, but
we should not be talking about this.
I know, but
some
we have to.
Ordinary news coming out of Victoria today,
isn't
it? With the virus now
aged
into
care
the
centres.
Yes, 11 new cases today.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why Giles is wearing gloves?
What?
For hygiene.
Is that.
What's Why are you wearing there? Gloves?
Hang on, I'm cold.
You got a big, thick. Yeah, but there's gloves.
You got a singlet on.
You look like you're doing a jewelry heist.
Well, has a proper Scot ever worn a pair of gloves? That's
never.
What I'd say. It does. It can't get too cold.
Good point. When he wore his bloody gloves.
No, he didn't.
Now, as a team, and you know, being
don't
the
point
CIC,
at me with those shitty gloves
as
on.
As a team, yes. Being the CIC.
No, don't do that. That's worse.
Let's say happy birthday to our Haydo.
Yes. Oh, and Hayden.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
When was your birthday, brother?
Friday.
Oh, geez.
No, Saturday. Shit, sorry. It all blended into one. Believe me.
Well done, Hayden. You've been a valuable member of this team that's number one around the world.
Hang on. You sprayed him last week.
I gave him a clip.
There you go with your teeth there. All race for a feed.
And just with that clip, I've noticed just a little bit of rogueness going on amongst this team. There's only one leader. So pull your head in, you chaps.
Who are you looking at? You're looking at me.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm just hearing a bit bits and pieces around the office here and being the big dog.
What, that your position's under threat?
Not at all.
I think it might not be, at all. By the way you're saying.
Not at all.
That's not what Matty told me.
Oh, this is what Matty told you, did he? Honestly. Just quickly, Kenny Hinckley, here he is talking about he's happy where the team's at after the win yesterday.
But as a team, I think we started really strongly. We finished really strongly. Clearly, there's some bits in the middle that we would have liked to have been a bit better at, but that's also not given the credit to the opposition. They've got some quality players. They've won 5 games for the year. You know, we're in a position now, 8-3, we'd be really pleased about where we sit at the bye.
Kenny, glasses half full, Hinckley. You've got to be happy with 8-3. Still won by 46 points.
Just outside the four.
Ollie Wines and San Pao Pepper were outstanding for Port Adelaide.
Carl Amon, very good early.
Very
too.
Good early. Obviously there's patches where they're not playing.
They got well. They put their poor starts to bed. 47 points is the highest first quarter of any team this year.
There you go.
So 47.
So, well done.
That was a complete flip around, which is a big tick. But then after that, wasn't convinced the last three quarters.
Okay,
Fremantle pegged themselves. They missed some easy shots for goal.
They could have won that.
A few really easy opportunities. Yeah. They should have been even about three quarter time. So I think he'd be thinking of that. And that's why I don't think anyone's really committed for them to be a top four side this
but
year.
Another 4 points.
That's true.
Still a bit of trust there, isn't it? There's still you still can't trust Port Adelaide, can you?
I want to.
Mate, they can't do any more than what they've done. Now, Adelaide Crows obviously lost by 28 points. That first quarter was as good as I've ever seen in
good.
A Crows jumper. But here's Matty Nicks talking about the Jack Revolt mark.
I think there was the key point in that key moment is Rewalt going back with the flight in that last quarter and then the way he played out for the rest of the game. Obviously, they're a fantastic team, but for a leader to stand up like that, it was unfortunate for us and got him across the line.
We don't have a classy midfield who are composed and have excellent ball use. We don't have a classy midfield. All right, you got Keys and Lairdy and Sloaney. They work hard, but they just bomb the ball. They don't use the ball at all forward or centre. And Tex is so much reliance on Tex. His influence is enormous, the big Tex. And what about he holds the ball in one hand and left hand? Yeah. Is that a swagger?
Yeah, that's
full swagger.
Is that just a swagger there?
And struts a bit when he does that. A bit like you walking in this office.
And Shane McAdam.
No, he had a bad one.
Go to the coach. Go to the coach and say, I need a run in the sample.
He had a
because
bad
he's
one.
Struggling.
He did. He already
put the team first, Shane. All right? We know he's an exciting young man. But
just re-signed.
I don't care. De-re-sign.
De-re-sign.
Can you imagine Matty Nicks trying to get back into the state? Are you showing any COVID-19 symptoms?
No.
Are you sure?
No, genuinely sure. I don't have any COVID-19 symptoms.
Go and sit over there, mate.
But I don't have any bloody COVID-19.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
This is a very good segment. We do this every Monday because when we go off to our own little worlds over the weekend, we want to see what we learnt. So I'll start with you, Bern. What did you learn over the weekend that you can share with the family?
Well, we sort of mentioned this a little bit before. I'm just doing the hand wave. What is that? The sun or something?
Breaststroke. I'm embracing
breaststroke.
You
is it? Just getting a bit of energy.
Well,
a bit
what do
of
you
breaststroke?
Mean breaststroke?
Well, that's how you do breaststroke.
No, you
that's
don't.
True, actually.
I'm not I'm a freestyler. And a backwards
rocker
yeah,
microphone.
Yeah, I know you're backwards.
Very backwards.
Hey, what I learned on the weekend is we may not see another game in Melbourne for the rest of the year.
Rest of the year?
Rest
of season?
Get the Victorian teams out right now because the case numbers are only going up. and it's going to be exactly the same as last year. The longer you keep them there, the more buys we're going to have, or more footy we're going to miss and have to catch it up later. Get them out today, this afternoon.
So grand final, AFL grand final, Adelaide Oval or the Gabba?
Or maybe stadium. It's Adelaide Oval's turn.
This time.
Well, it wasn't even out. Adelaide Oval were pulled out of that race last year.
That's a massive call.
I hope you're wrong too, but I feel like, how can they play? If they play, there's going to be no crowds. We're going to have to play in front of crowds. The AFL can't lose money like they did last year. If all the Victorian teams are in hubs again, it's going to cost. They need to make the money back with crowds, and we're seeing crowds in every other state.
We're halfway through the season, so there's still a
hope. There's fingers crossed.
Anyway, I want to hope, and I hope I'm wrong. But I just think, why are the Melbourne teams still in Melbourne?
No, they're all fleeing.
Yeah, but they're not. They're all getting out. Some of them haven't gone yet, Jace. Yeah, and why haven't they organised to get out today? Because we're going to miss more and more football the longer they stay there. Anyway, my rant's finished.
Yep.
And the next one. Now, this is concerning. I learnt that I am surrounded and my work colleagues are all P-huts.
Oh, what?
Well, we've all had extended periods of break because of this sickness thing, and you're wearing gloves and you didn't even turn up.
I was on my deathbed last week and I still showed up.
You're dying. You had one day off. You know what? You should have.
Yeah, nothing. Oh, wow. Wow. You had nothing wrong with you.
You haven't
Catherine
even
told us.
You're actually looking better.
You look real good.
Well, I'm glad.
You had your spray tan done. You've had your
lucky
teeth.
Lucky you didn't lose any weight.
You would have blown away.
I actually did a couple of weights.
You got sick and you did weights.
My arms are looking like yours, Bert. So I know.
And don't whack me, mate. I was on my deathbed. On the inch of my life, seeing the man upstairs.
Where is this deathbed? I'm going to go spend a week on it too. You missed because of sickness. Maddie's never here.
No. So that's what you learned.
That's actually quite right.
And they're right. Okay.
Yeah, and I do the most, and I'm here every day.
Yeah, you're here.
Who else has missed?
Who else? That's it. Right. Any more? Gregory, what did you learn over the weekend?
I learned that mark of Jack Riewoldt at the time, the courage and the athleticism and the skill level, we have seen mark of the year. You're not going to see a better mark than that.
What a stupid thing to say.
We're not going to see. No, that was. Are you kidding me?
That's not mark of the year.
You don't reckon that was better than Shea Bolton's?
No, it was a very good mark.
Yeah, but it's not mark of the year. This is when the Crows
were coming. That's going to take a lot of beating.
They don't take moments into account when they pick mark of the year.
But Liam Ryan's mark of the year.
Courage and skill.
I tell you,
he got the ride going backwards.
It's a mark we don't see very often. Yeah, going back with the flight, still got a ride.
Yeah, but you still train for that stuff. You train those type of marks.
When have you ever taken a mark like that?
I didn't. I was a ground soldier. Mm. I was the architect at the ground. Mm. The creator.
Yeah, you what were. You want? Anyway, grandstand.
The other thing I've learned, Naomi Osaka.
Oh, yeah.
So the French Open is going on at the moment. She is playing with fire.
What's happening?
She is playing with fire. Well, she's given herself a media ban. She's not doing any media while the French Open is going on.
This is a major.
That's right.
It's a major tournament. She's got to be up front and square.
She's the highest paid female athlete in the world.
She's very good.
What is she, Eddie Betts?
So she's refusing to do any media.
Will she be suspended or fined?
That's the thing. So every time, she'll be fined for the first round, between 15 and 20K for not appearing. But that's not going to bother her.
But each round,
yeah, but which will probably increase. But she's also been threatened with disqualification as well and suspension for further majors.
My question is, why is she doing this? Because read that she's done it, but why?
The impact it makes on her mental health.
The negative press.
Oh, okay. Is she off Twitter? She's not on Instagram or Twitter, is she?
No, she's on socials.
Well, get off socials Naomi.
So watch this space. Okay, so it's going to be very interesting to see how the rest of the French Open transpires with that
Good
one.
Man.
What about you, Jazz?
Well, what I learned, Alistair Clarkson is Carlton Football Club's number one priority to become their next senior coach.
Another club.
Hawks and Clarko are done. They're tired. They're done. They need a reset and a new message coming out with a new coach. So Sam Mitchell, I reckon, will put his hand up to be the next Hawthorn coach, and Clarko will become the new Carlton coach. I'm going to throw that out there. AFL can't play any more Sunday games. Shut it down moving forward. Thursday night footy, two Friday night games, and the rest playing Saturday.
No Sunday. Where's the bounce going to go after the last game?
The crowds have turned their back on Sunday football around the nation.
All right.
So there you go.
Well, that's what were the other two crowds yesterday?
Poor. Poor.
I need numbers to back it up. Poor. And if you're going to make a big call like that, give me some stats.
Collingwood players Thanks and Nathan Red, Buckley are Red done Red with Red. Each other. Are done with Another. Each other. I watched the worst game ever played v Geelong.
Oh, that's a big call.
It was horrendous to watch. And Collingwood, oh, my God. They didn't want to be out there. They didn't want to put their head in the hole. So they're done. Shut
they got
it down.
Within 10 points.
Too many internal issues amongst that football club. Too many internal issues. So there you go. That's what I learnt over the weekend. And before we move on, is there any other questions?
Yeah. What are you doing with the gloves still on? Seriously.
If you or someone you know is struggling, get in touch with Beyond Blue, 1300 224 636.
Hey, boys, on the weekend, I did something different, right? I actually chucked my phone on, not literally chucked it, threw it, but I put it on flight mode.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that for nearly half a day, and it just made... I don't know. You feel different. You should try it. You should try it. Did it for half a day, and I felt free. You're obviously uncontactable. You don't check anything. You don't do anything. Just try.
Why don't you just turn it off?
Turn it off.
Why'd you put it on? Yeah,
just leave it on.
Because it's a habit. You just keep going back to it.
I don't know how to turn the new ones off. But you put on flight mode and, it's just easier to turn back on. You just press your flight mode thing.
Yeah, you do.
It's a concern.
It's actually really good.
It's an addiction that needs...
Yeah, I know. And I feel like, you know why? Because I checked my usage.
Yeah.
And I was getting up to 4 hours a day of screen time.
That's something for you. That's not good.
Nah, but some people were 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, I got a few messages go through to voicemail and that reminds me, today's Monday. Let's listen to our voicemail.
Yeah, good boy.
You have 10 new messages.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's Roo. Just finished having coffee with Tex, Nixie and Sloaney just because I can. And just wanted to congratulate you guys on getting the big names on Dead Set Legends. I really enjoyed hearing from Norwood Football Club's assistant car park director going over what midweek training's like for 9 minutes. But keep it up, boys.
Oh, jeez, Roo.
Hello, Dr. Hannigan here. Bernie, your results are back and you don't have COVID.
G'day, Dr. Lucas calling for Andrew Jarman. Your results are back in, mate, and you don't have COVID.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dr. Ewan calling for Greg Blewett. Your results are in and you don't have gonorrhea.
G'day, boys. Howie here from the Howie Games podcast, number one podcast in the entire world.
No,
I've taken 5 from recording the biggest names in sport on my podcast. Just to let you know, after my podcast, number one podcast in the world, the Howie Games, that I'd love you guys to stream my podcast, the Howie Games, number one podcast in the history of podcasts, and I'll plug your podcast on my podcast, the Howie Games podcast. Oh, shit, I just hit a parked car. I've got to go, boys. Sorry. G'day, mate. You know I do a podcast called The Howie Games.
Bernie, it's Ian from Cooyonga here, mate. We heard you got a bird on the 9th hole and a magpie on the 12th and a fox on the 15th. Mate, can you just practice at our driving range, please? You've even put bloody sparrows on the endangered list. Just calm down.
No. Oh. Boy, it's Ken. I apologise for the mix-up. I stopped by Jarvis's house after smelling a beautiful roast pork with a crackling from down the road. I even made an apricot sauce, but Maz informed me that it was just Jarvis having a sauna. Fair dinkum. I got my Speedos out and came back.
You hate boys. It's Tex.
Yes.
We didn't have a win on the weekend, but I didn't have much luck at Drake's either. The guy behind the counter goes, "Do you want to put your milk in this bag?" And I went, "No. I want to keep it in the carton." Dickhead.
Oh, yes.
He finishes off with that.
G'day. It's Matto, your boss. Wow. Just a reminder for this week, Greg. We'll give the stories about someone eating their own shit a miss, eh? Wow. Gentlemen, it's Yada. Who do I have to root to get a pair of free sunglasses when I'm calling the game at the magnificent Adelaide Oval? Every time Blewett opens his mouth, the reflection off his teeth is like a collapsed sun happening down on the forward pocket. If you think Port Adelaide's forwards are bright, wait till Blewett flashes his f***ing smile towards the commentary box. Burn, Micah from the Stansbury pub, just checking if you're in for the pool comp. Yes. Got a few that have already confirmed. Donga, Buffy, Davo, Shazza, Gleno, Stevo, Kinga, Buffer, Dangers, Ferret, Maxi, Timo, Cheddar, Barb, Dazza, Buzzy, Dino, Bucko, Kelso, Buffalo, Wrecker, Ballbag, Hamo,
Bullbag.
And Brett.
Brett.
Are you in or you out? Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Brayshaw.
Yeah.
You are so fat, Jarvin.
Yeah.
When you go to the Adelaide Zoo, the animals tried to feed you!
There are no more messages.
What about some of the nicknames of the boys in the Stansbury Park?
It's the entire cricket team, I've heard.
Bunga, Bullbag. And then there's just Brett. He hasn't got a nickname, Brett.
Brett just moved to the York Peninsula. Yeah.
And, you know, hasn't gone down well, and great that they all ring through. Your story last week about that cricketer.
Yeah, geez, I've got...
The backlash has been enormous.
Has it? Who from? Who from?
Oh, me.
What about KG making the apricot sauce for the pork instead of the apple?
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
He's our boy too. We love this young man.
Good luck, Jay Z.
Ask a question like that again.
Good afternoon, Jay. Look, I wasn't focused. I was talking to Chelsea Randall, the superstar from the Crows. I just wanted switched on, Jay.
I'll tell you what, we're all flat in Victoria this morning with news. Terrible news that there's 11 new cases. It's bloody in the aged care facility now as well. We can't keep it controlled. It's absolutely got us all flat. But the thought that you're asking questions like that, Jars, and the fact that you're also wearing gloves, in a heated studio has got me right up. So I'll tell you what, I needed a little lift.
Right.
And this is what this chat always does.
COVID carnage in Victoria. What does this mean for this weekend's fixture and the Melbourne clubs?
I tell you what, it's not ideal in the short term. I mean, all the Melbourne clubs are obviously hitting the road this weekend to play their games interstate. And there was some sort of hope, if we could get on top of it, that they'd be back by next weekend. But the past 24 hours haven't exactly gone as everyone would have planned. So the AFL certainly viewing the next fortnight as a bit of a block on the road, as a minimum at this stage, given the trajectory that all these things are on. So at the moment, there's a 3:30 p.m. Melbourne time national hookup with all the club CEOs, where the latest will be provided. But what we can tell you at this stage is that Friday night, that Melbourne Brisbane game will be shifted, be most likely Sydney, Brisbane, certainly not in the NT, and that's going to cost Melbourne heaps. I'll come back to that. St Kilda versus Sydney, that there's some chance that could be moved to Cairns in the Queensland's far north. Also, the backup plan is Sydney for that. Adelaide versus Collingwood. Now, Collingwood, as of 10 minutes ago, were hopeful of doing a hit-and-run mission into Collingwood, where they fly in and fly out on the same day. That is the hope at the moment. Sydney is the backup plan there. We know the Essendon versus Richmond game, that'll be in the west over there, the dream time, and it could be a sellout. It'd be a huge crowd. It'd be a great effort if they could get 50,000. Carlton v West Coast, that'll be in Sydney, and Freo v Western Bulldogs, that will be in Perth. The Western Bulldogs currently in Sydney, and then they'll head west at about Friday. So that's how it is all stacking up at the moment. Now, this the worry over the last 24 hours, as I said, with this trajectory, is the financial cost. So Melbourne are going to be hardest hit at the moment. $800,000 they could lose with the NT game. And then, boys, thinking 1 week ahead or 10 days ahead, the Queen's birthday game, which is one of the best occasions, one of the biggest days on the AFL calendar. Neil Danaher, obviously, the Freeze M&D cause, that is absolutely up in the air as we speak. Yeah. So that's the following Monday, obviously, but that's obviously a big money spinner for Melbourne as well. So that would it's going to be a huge hit to the Demons' coffers if this thing doesn't really improve quickly. So that's the state of play as best as we know it, fellas. St Kilda could be playing in Cairns. That's the only wrinkle at the moment. But Collingwood, hopefully, coming over your joint, getting in, getting out the same day to take on Adelaide would be the best case scenario for them.
Just to confirm, Jay, the 3:30 national hookup, did you say that was today?
Melbourne time, correct.
Yes, okay, no worries.
Yep.
We'll know more then. Hey, speaking of Collingwood, some bad injury news coming out there. Obviously, Adelaide play them this week. Who knows where, but what is the update?
Yeah, so Brodie Grundy, who's played 81 straight games, I believe, is out with a pinched nerve in the neck. So it's not a serious injury, but it's enough to keep him out for a couple of games, which is a huge blow. So Mason Cox is out because he copped a whack in the larynx and still can't talk a couple of weeks after getting a hit from Brodie Grundy. So going to be some youngsters in the ruck and a real opportunity for the Crows to control the game out of there. Darcy Cameron, maybe even youngster Max Lynch could ruck up against Riley O'Brien. But having watched Collingwood play at the weekend versus the Cats, boys, didn't kick a goal in the first half. That's rubbish. The first time that's happened at the MCG since 1905, Jack. Wow. You would have been about 6 or 7 years old back in 1905.
He was that's 10. He was 10, yes.
That was. So, look, so Taylor Adams is out with an aggravated knee injury, missing Brodie Grundy as well. Jamie Elliott comes back in. A debate over Scotty Pendlebury's best position. So he's been playing forward, can't get near it. Ross Lyons said Sunday it's crazy that he's not playing on a half-back flank where he can use his lovely skills, that left foot, to help set up the play. Does that make sense to you,
Absolutely.
Boys? If he's not playing in the middle, where should the skipper be playing?
I would still put him in the middle with their midfield at the moment with all those players out. Taylor Adams is a big out.
He's their
I'd
best
have
player.
Him in there because he can create in there. But, yeah, second position, definitely half-back where he can create.
Hey, it's unusual in playing full forward. Go, Bert. Go, Blue.
Yeah, Jay-Z, what about the Tigers? They're due to go to Perth this weekend. How would they go about getting their whole squad to Perth now?
Yeah, so Dimmer wants to be able to get their whole squad over. Shane Edwards is the one who received special exemption to get to Sydney, leaving on Sunday. So the cavalry arrives. He helps bolster that midfield. They should be just about at full strength for that game against Essendon and the West as they try and turn that season around. As I said before, looking like a really big crowd and so much optimism and excitement around that young Essendon squad. And talking about excitement and optimism, I tell you what, there were some big out-of-contract stars at the start of the year where there were really concerns about Zach Merritt, Darcy Parrish and Jake Stringer. Well, as things stand, senior Essendon officials are very confident all three of those players will stay. Zach Merritt, that could be a six-year deal and the best part of $1 million. Darcy Parrish has become one of the best clearance players in the competition over the past month. That's going to be a $700,000 deal. And Jake Stringer wants a four-year deal on about $500,000. That's good, Bunny. He's been getting some good coin, but we saw how powerful and influential he was at the weekend, that big game over West Coast. Essendon's best win in 7 or 8 years, and he kicked 3 in it.
Great job, Jay. We've got to keep moving, and we'll speak to you on Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends.
You're giving me a lift, boys.
There he is, Jay Clark there from Triple M.
You're taking your gloves off.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on?
He's in your head, Jay.
Now, yesterday I saw a very good article regarding our Premier, Mr. Steve Marshall, and it got me thinking.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Now, it's the back of Stephen Marshall's article that if he was an animal, who would he be? And our Prime Minister, Mr. Scott Morrison, who's got a lot of time for Stevie Marshall, said he would be a quokka.
Yeah.
The animal quokka, because he's always smiling and he's happy. That's a quokka. Oh, that's Stevie Marshall.
Sounds like one of those like things, the little whistle things you get at the kids' party. Like,
it's a compliment. Back. The Prime Minister's given our Premier a compliment.
Kind of sounds like Blewett's mattress as well. Especially when Catherine's not home.
You need an upgrade, Bluey.
So it got me giggling yesterday over a cup of tea with Maz.
Yes.
So if Bernie, Vince and Greg Blewett, if you two were an animal, what would you be? Now, I said to Marion, look, I know, I can just sum these two boys up straight away.
Yeah, be careful.
So
here we go.
Greg Blewett.
Here we go.
Blewett, if you were an animal, who would you be? This is who you are. A female.
Oh, great throw.
A female now.
It's a great throw.
Gorilla.
Sounds like he's back on that bed.
This is you. I'm hairy female.
Can you just play both of those sounds at once?
All right, here we go. Hang on, here we go.
That's your mating call.
That's your mating call to Catherine. Because you're bloody hairy.
That's the springs going and you're groaning.
I'm not hairy.
You're hairy as. You got hairy plums, you've got hairy backside.
You've got hairy plums, have you? What would you know about my plums?
So that's who you remind me of if you're an animal.
All right. That's
a female
strong,
hairy gorilla.
Strong.
I can't say he's using those gloves
Why do I have to be female? Why can't I just be a male gorilla? You've lost it, mate.
I forgot about the female bit.
But Bern.
I'll be the male one.
You remind me you're not a male gorilla.
Go easy on me, Bern.
You're not a male gorilla. If there's any male gorillas around here, it's me. Because I'm built like one.
Oh, so is that Silverback. Why you,
I beg your pardon.
You have got a silverback.
Yeah, big head on you.
But you, Burn, you're a red-lipped batfish. Your big red, bloody bright red lips. And because you walk along the ocean floor, just clip, 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 clip.
Here
clip.
We go.
How do we know that?
A red, what?
A red-lipped
batfish.
A batfish.
That's what thought, that's just, and me, if I was an animal,
oh, you name yourself,
this is who
yourself.
I would be. I'd be a beautiful, beautiful dolphin.
Yeah.
There you go.
Flipper.
That's me. That's me.
Listen to you carrying on, showing
and
off.
You know what? A dolphin is intelligent, as we know, and it's beautiful, and it's a gorgeous mammal.
All right,
and
that's so me. Well, what's exactly the difference the between beautiful and gorgeous?
Oh, not much. Anyway.
Who the hell's that?
That's a heifer.
Now, that's you. Well,
Bird, Greg.
Yep.
Let's go.
Well, you've had all weekend to come up with yours.
No,
you've
I
given
didn't.
Us 5 yeah. minutes,
well,
by
no,
the way.
A minute. It was only yesterday's family, story in the paper.
Well, you came in and said 5 minutes. We'll run
right.
with this. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Burn, no, I've go. Got.
If Burn was an animal, who would he be?
Yeah, I've got Bernie as one of those smiling assassins who just likes.
No.
Just likes preying on the weak.
You actually,
you're
yeah.
one of those. So what, you're yeah. a hyena.
Oh,
a hyena.
No, no, they're
those
scavengers.
Little laughing.
Yeah, they just, do. They do. Yeah.
And
actually,
a little
I saw
bit mean.
Of them
they
on
are
the weekend.
Mean.
A little bit
yeah.
mean.
And they just
got a nasty bite. I saw a couple of them on the weekend. I went to Manama.
So you're a hyena. You did too.
That is not a hyena.
That's a hyena.
Sound like from New Zealand,
chomping on the dead carcass.
Now, yeah. Jars,
yes,
this
Gregory.
Is a fair bit different than a dolphin, I'd have to say. But when I go down to my oval to walk my dog, down there is this beautiful old dog.
Yeah.
He's about 13 years of age.
Lovely.
And he's a boxer.
Ooh.
And he's a bit grey around the gills.
Nice.
He's got the droopy face. Yeah. He's got a crooked tail.
He can't walk. He's
and
in
he,
a trailer.
No, nah, he just sort of, you know, soldiers along
yeah,
and
lovely.
There's not much to him. His tongue is drooping and dribbling.
he
and
wears
that's you.
Gloves.
That's you, Jars. I think that's
I'm a busting
you're
up
a
old
13,
boxer.
You're a
honestly.
And me?
Yeah.
Oh, you now we're naming ourselves.
And
well,
me. You'd be
I
some...
don't know, are we or not?
Yeah,
no,
you,
just...
you go. Yeah,
well,
go. Who do you reckon?
I've got a cheetah.
Oh.
I'm agile.
Actually, I saw the cheetahs as well. How good. Yeah. They were almost my favourite.
They're scaredy cats.
No, they
hide
are.
In a tree.
You know, they're 40 kilos.
Yeah.
Athletic.
I know facts are later, but yeah. 40 kilos compared to a lion, it's 210 or 220 or something. That's why they're so quick and agile. Can run.
He's not quick and agile, this boy here.
Ooh, you should have seen me go.
Oh, yeah. When was that? Saturday night.
You're not a cheater, mate. Yeah, we heard him Saturday night. Play that again.
Hang on. You're not. But yeah, here he goes. This is Greg. you're at the bedroom
door. That's a sick cheater.
I was more waiting for the that one.
What about you, Bernard?
Well, I know we haven't had long to think about this, but I automatically...
Are you sure this has been going for 8 minutes?
Sort of Bluey.
Yep.
I just sort of, you know, a dung beetle or something. That
dung beetle.
A dung beetle?
A skinny praying mantis.
Very smart.
Something
dung
like
beetle.
A praying mantis or a... But no, I settled with a flamingo. Because you're
skinny legs.
Placid, you're unthreatening,
yes.
And you're pink.
I like that. Graceful.
Can walk on the top of the water.
What about
say.
You?
Okay, Jars, come back.
What about you?
What about
chicken
you?
Head?
I haven't done you yet.
Oh, you don't, mate. We know who I am.
Yeah, we do. A sloth. Known for their slowness in movement.
Shit.
They're found in Panama and Brazil.
No, they don't.
Their faces are slightly dopey. Slow metabolism.
No bullshit.
Slow metabolism.
No,
as well.
Late.
They are one of the laziest animals in the world. And you look like a bit of a sloth because they've always got, even in their natural face, they've got
what
a little
got?
Smile. So they look like they're smiling.
Yeah.
I'm not a sloth.
Nice.
And then for me.
What about you?
Well, it was obvious for me.
Here we
what?
Go.
Lion, king of the jungle.
Oh, yeah. King of no one. King of the prize.
Yeah,
you're
look at all
buster.
My white asses over there.
You're how many you got?
Is this the Lion King video?
How
no,
many
it's the
bad
playing you
oh,
off.
Oh, we're off. Oh, jeez.
Hey, if you got a question for the boys, get on the text 0488 51047. Thanks to Automasters. Brian in Semaphore Do you think captains should have the ability to change a bad midfield decision, especially in the last 5 minutes of a close game where the outcome could be affected?
As in a midfield position, as in a
if a midfield umpire makes a call that is wrong. When it's proven
decision.
To be wrong the next day, I believe.
An umpiring decision.
You know, like say a bad, you know, out of bounds deliberate or
like something an ability to challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or, yeah, it's ugly territory. You don't want to hold the game up any more than what we're seeing at the moment. You've seen all other sports. Mm. Soccer, it's got the VAR. Cricket's obviously got it.
Yep.
Oh, nah, I don't like it. Now, the umpires, they're there to make a decision, and you've got to back their decision in, whether that be right, wrong, any indifferent.
Yeah.
So,
Blue, you've worked
we've covered it, I reckon. I reckon we did it on Dead Set Legends a while ago. I reckon one.
Oh, you decision. Turned up that time.
You're on one challenge.
Mate, I've missed one day. I've never had a sickie. School.
Oh, all well, you can't say that anymore.
I was crook. Mm. Now, one.
One challenge.
Yep, one challenge for the captain. Mm.
So you wouldn't want to waste it early on.
No, you've got to use, and you might not even use it. But so if there's one obvious
Melbourne
one,
would have definitely challenged that deliberate out of bounds and possibly changed the result.
Mm. Yep.
So maybe you just get one challenge, but it's in the last 10 minutes. Or
no,
something.
It can be any stage during the game.
Mm.
But you'd
but you
wise
said no.
To...
You said no, and I'm with you. No,
I don't like it.
No. So Brian,
live or die by
it's a no. Let the umpires umpire, and as the captain, you've got to lead your players.
Live or die by the sword.
There you
by
go.
The umpires
That's
decision.
The beauty of our game, Brian. But good question. Thank you.
Great question.
0488 510 47. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Well, boys, that's it. We're about to wrap up the show for a Monday. It's been a good show today. So well done. It's good to have you back, Greg, back on the deathbed.
Thanks, Jacko.
Back in the deathbed.
Well, so, Jackson over here.
So you're a you're a female gorilla.
No, I'm not.
I'm an elite dolphin.
I'm a cheetah.
And you're a a dugong.
Lion.
You're a lion, eh?
A dugong.
It just
no
mates,
one mentioned dugong.
You're the dugong. Don't you remember?
Bernie's a hyena.
Yeah, you
he
just yeah, you
just
well,
on
Tony
the
from Cheeky Greek. He called you a what? A white dugong.
I'm not talking to Tony from Cheeky Greek anymore.
Oh, he's my mate now. He called in the other day. You know that?
No, no, no.
Showed Harvey the motorbike. Yeah, gave him a ride.
Strong, has he run out of Corona? Is he? Is that why you're off
too much.
He's making you pay.
I've moved on to another.
Hey, today, last day of May, 31st.
Yes, sir.
Of May. Today is International Flight Attendant Day. Well, I don't think we would be celebrating that too much. There's not too many international
and
flights.
And they do a great job. They do a
great job doing it
ladies
tough.
And men.
Did you see the lady that got her teeth knocked out the other day on a flight?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
No.
Some
female passenger
bopped
another. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you don't
and
know
she got law. she got charged for it for assault.
Good. That's just
they don't
stupid.
Deserve that. Do they?
I can't believe it got to that.
No one deserves it.
Anyway, and today, and I hope we've all abided by this, it's World No Tobacco Day today.
Oh, yes. Well, I have.
Well, hey, don't come back.
Gone.
Hey, get back up here. Hey,
don't.
He's
having a drag on
the head. How many today?
How
many today?
No, I've only had a couple. I've only had like four.
Oh, packets.
No. Since I was up at 7 this morning.
Well, come on, mate. From now, from the rest of the day, just toe the line.
All right, done.
Couple of heart starters.
All right, done.
On this day in 2013,
mm-hmm.
the widest tornado ever recorded hits Oklahoma. His name was El Reno. Mm. It was, guess how wide it was?
Nasty.
A tornado. I've obviously never seen one. Live,
how wide?
It's the widest.
About 4K?
No, 1K.
Well, I would have said something like one, but 4.2K. Well done, Jazz. Oh, very close, just 200 metres off.
I studied tornadoes as a wee boy.
9 people were killed, did you?
Where that
and you actually remembered that? Is that why you got kicked out of school in year 8? You were just drawing pictures of tornadoes.
We know why I wore these gloves. To do some facial damage to anyone that has a crack at me.
Which way do they rotate?
They go anti-clockwise.
Do they?
Mm.
We'll have to
No, they go
word
clockwise. Whatever you say in this fax is normally wrong, so I'm going the opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Jazz,
yes,
they used to call me the tornado. Come through and rip people apart and then, you know, head out there.
Yeah. They
the
called
door.
Me the tornado.
Yeah, they did. They still do.
And what do they call you, raindrops, Greg?
Why?
Fog.
Fog.
Frost.
I'm
that
lightning.
Was funny, was it?
I'm the lightning rod.
That was funny.
I'm lightning and
well,
thunder.
How are we getting to this? We've got to get back
all right,
on track.
What else you got?
1859, the clock housing that holds Big Ben. started for the first time to keep the time.
And you know they've re-renovated the...
Re-what?
They've renovated the Big Ben.
Re-renovated.
No, they've renovated the Big Ben. Yeah.
About 4 years ago.
No, it's still... Re-renovated.
Hasn't finished.
Hasn't finished yet.
I'll look that up.
It's renovated. That's what I
said. Re-renovated. No, I didn't say that. We'll replay that later. Don't worry about that.
What else,
Ben? Some big birthdays today. Colin Farrell, the Irish actor.
Yes, that's my lookalike.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder. I thought he was an ugly bastard. I was going to mention that, and I left it out. But anyway, and also a guy that looks like one of our other
who's that brother
co-host?
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood in 1930.
He's
Clint
my favourite, Eastwood. Dirty Harry. Clint That's what Eastwood? I've been called, Clint.
John
Wayne.
No, that was a typo.
He was last week.
What?
No, that was a typo. Clint they weren't Eastwood. Calling you Clint. Anyway,
92 today, isn't he?
He would be
92.
I've met 91. Clint, by the way.
You haven't met him?
Well, I have.
He was born in 1930. It's 2000.
Where'd you meet Clint Eastwood?
Oh, at Pebble Beach. He was driving through the golf course and he had his window down.
Some AFL birthdays today.
Good old relatable bloke.
I've got to get going.
Tommy Mitchell today, the Brownlow medalist.
And plays for West Coast. Only joking.
Tom Sparrow. What team?
Tom Sparrow.
Yes. South Australian. PAC boy.
Played for Glenelg. Sturt.
He's got no.
All right, let's go. Gold Coast. We've got to go. Hey,
no. Melbourne Football Club.
Right.
And played on the weekend.
Here we go, Bird.
Hey, this is a.
See your family.
Little fella.
One of the. You know the World Trade Centres that have been flattened, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you say see it when we haven't finished?
Because it's going for 15
minutes. Take your gloves
off,
too. You look like a dick. Anyway, one of the World Trade Centres that have now flattened.
We shouldn't laugh at
that.
We're not laughing.
That was built to be exactly 1,776 feet high. Do you know why?
Why, Ben?
Why do you know?
Well, they ran out of money to go a little bit higher.
It was built in reference to the year that the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Wow.
How did you know that?
That's a clap. That's brilliant.
So they did it exactly that, Charles.
Brilliant.
But now it's.
Well done.
Right. Anyway. Move on from that. Hey, okay. Queen Elizabeth, listen, I just want to, I was reading this on the weekend.
Jars, get back.
Which
get
one?
Back. Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, Boone.
The original.
Oh, the OG.
The original Queen Elizabeth.
The current one, you peanuts.
Right.
Her personal net worth, have a guess.
400 mil.
No, I'll go.
400 mil?
No, I'll go less than that.
400 mil?
I'll go less than that.
Right, what is it?
150 mil.
What is it?
Jars, you're on today. 425 mil she's worth. That includes a $65 million Sandringham house.
Yes, it is,
And a $140 million Balmoral Castle.
That's where she goes in Scotland.
So she owns all that. Okay. 425 million.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
And if she was, point at me with those shitty gloves.
I'll see you tomorrow.
And if she was with TLA Worldwide Entertainment, it'd cost her about 5%. Thank you very much, ball boys. Linesman, thank you.
Maybe God you're the flamingo jars with those shitty gloves on.
I'll give you the high end in a minute.
They look like motorbike riding gloves. They come up to your elbow.
See you, Clint.